We pray for the collapse of walls which conceal from the sight of so many of our brothers and sisters the evil practices and laws which are hostile to life.
Opening the day with a prayer for the unborn and the national anthem, over 5,000 anti-choice demonstrators descended on San Francisco in a so-called walk for life.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Dolores Mann is the co-coordinator of the walk and says the presence of strong opposition is why she organized the walk in San Francisco.
San Francisco is a place where a lot of women have had abortions because it's a pro-choice city. And if we're going to minister and we want to reach out to women that have had abortions, we're not going to go to a place where there's women who have not had that experience.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Pastor Clinard Childress claimed the tradition of Montgomery, Alabama by declaring members of the anti-choice movement the true civil rights activists.
You are the ones that speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. You are the ones that stand for the oppressed. You are the ones who will not be silent while they mutilate children in the womb and call it a woman's right.
Sally Wynn is the vice president of Feminists for Life and says feminist claims of reproductive justice ring false.
I'm here to tell you abortion is a betrayal of feminism. Abortion discriminates. Abortion underestimates women. Abortion is violence against women.
Carol Crossett is president of Democrats for Life America.
We could do all sorts of things to regulate and restrict abortion in order for women to be better informed.
Advocates within the women's health movement say there are already too many restrictions on abortion rights. Currently, there is no abortion provider in nearly 90% of the counties in the United States.
Our bodies, our lives, our rights to decide.
Anti-choice activists were met with over 3,000 pro-choice counter-demonstrators. Lindsay Kumi is the executive director of Women's Choice Clinic in Oakland, California. She says that one of the biggest obstacles to safe and legal abortion is new legislation.
If they allow people to believe that a fetus has more rights than the woman who is carrying the pregnancy, then what we really have is indentured servitude.
For Free Speech Radio News in San Francisco, I'm Sarah Olson.